T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Packers-Browns tonight, preseason game number one after the cancellation of the Hall of Fame game. So finally, these guys on the field with a week extra of practice under their belts than the Cleveland Browns. Our insider, Michael Cohen, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, we're looking real good this morning. And, the first preseason game later on tonight, and take two, I would say, on the preseason. But, the quarterback situation, first of all, any idea that you might be able to think out what the process is going to be, what the pecking order is going to be tonight for the quarterback rotation?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty simple. Joe Callahan, number one, and Marquise Williams, number two. I don't think we're going to see Brett Hundley, and I don't think we're going to see Aaron Rodgers. So looks like we're going to have the same thing that we would have had in the Hall of Fame game Sunday night, just a couple of days later.
Okay, the Aaron Rodgers thing I understand, but with Hundley, I mean, this is going on a couple of weeks now that he's not been able to practice.
Well, if he were to... Just because he doesn't play tonight doesn't mean he isn't capable of playing tonight. And I don't have an update on his injury, but my point is that he could have been fine, you know, tonight. But he hasn't practiced in, 8 days or 9 days. Last Thursday, I think, was his last one. So that would be 8 days. So even if he could play tonight, I just don't see why you would throw a guy out there who is coming off an injury that hasn't practiced in 8 days. For an exhibition game that doesn't really mean a whole lot. So to me, I don't think that's worth the risk. And so even if he was capable of playing tonight, I just don't think it makes a ton of sense to put him out there. And that's why I think it's going to be Callahan 1 and Marquise Williams 2. Those are the guys that took all the reps with the 11-on-11 in the 11-on-11 drills in practice, in the most recent practice.
Talking with our Green and Gold insider, Michael Cohen. You can see his work at the Journal Sentinel and at PackersNews.com, on Twitter at Michael_Cohen13. So with the quarterback situation, you'll have your third string and your fourth string quarterback. How much are we going to see the receivers? Obviously, no Jordy Nelson, but with Randall Cobb and some of these other guys, there's some position battles going on behind Randall Cobb. And how much can we learn from those guys when they're catching balls from Joe Callahan?
Well, I think it's important to be able to run the right routes and get open and things like that, because these coaches are going to go back and look at this tape, obviously, just as they do from every game. And I think it becomes pretty clear which guys are getting open, which guys aren't, you know, which ones are ending up in the places they're supposed to end up in based on the routes and the plays that were called. So even if the football is not being delivered to them or not being delivered to them properly, I think it's going to be pretty clear that to the coaches when they go back on tape and see who's making strides and who's not. And plus, you know, it's not as if they're going to be facing the first team defense over and over and over again. By the time we get to the second, third, fourth quarter, Cleveland's going to have its backup guys in there too. And so, you know, Joe Callahan and Marquise Williams are certainly not ready to start an NFL game against starters. But I do think that, you know, they're certainly capable of playing against the backups, you know, from these other teams, because they've done well at times against some of the backup defenders for the Packers. So I do think there'll be some moments where the receivers might get a little frustrated if the ball isn't delivered on time or things like that. But I think overall, over the course of the game, I think there will be opportunities for these guys. And as you mentioned, it's huge because it's an absolute logjam behind Nelson and Cobb.
Same thing with the tight end situation. There's kind of a lot of guys fighting for maybe that third tight end spot. How much do we expect to see? Really, I'm interested to see Jared Cook, from what I've heard about his practicing so far. And that kind of nipped that Kellen Winslow story in the bud, whatever that was last weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jared Cook plays tonight either. And, you know, that's not because he's not healthy. Obviously, he is healthy. He's been practicing, but he's only practiced twice. He's only practiced twice since last season, really, because he didn't participate for more than a couple days in OTAs, and that doesn't have pads. You know, obviously, those OTA sessions are just helmets and T-shirts. So basically, you're going to ask a guy to come in and play for a new team in a new offense with 2 days of practice after he hasn't practiced since December of last year because his team didn't make the playoffs. And I just don't know how smart that is either. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, guys like Jared Cook, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, all these veterans, you know, guys coming off the PUP list, Ty Montgomery, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those guys don't play tonight.
Green and Gold insider Michael Cohen here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
All right. You think if they would have had the Hall of Fame game on Sunday, some of these guys like Aaron would be playing tonight?
I don't know about Aaron because I think his scenario is probably more unique than just about anybody else's on the team. But I could see guys like Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, some of these other starters, Mike Daniels. I think those guys probably would have gone out there. The offensive line, I forgot about those guys, a lot of veterans up there. I could see them coming in tonight and playing a series or two or three, you know, a brief appearance in the first quarter if the Hall of Fame game had taken place. But I just don't think a lot of those veterans are going to be risked tonight, especially along the offensive line. I mean, I could see them holding out T.J. Lang, Josh Sitton, Brian Bulaga, you know, all those guys. I could see them not playing tonight. Bakhtiari even could be a question mark. He's obviously the youngest and healthiest of that bunch. But you don't want to risk injuring your left tackle because it's such an important position. So I'm kind of interested to see what they do tonight, but I have a feeling that the majority of starters will not be playing.
You know, we were so interested. We haven't seen the Packers play, Michael, since they lost in Arizona a meaningful game, or at least a game. And so you want to know when the starters are going to play if they're not. But it's first preseason game, as you said, not likely. What is more the focus tonight, do you think? Is it watching those position battles between some of the backups, who's going to be the two, who's going to be the three at some of these positions? Or is there more of a focus on these early games as to who's going to make the roster, the three against the four, maybe even the five on the depth chart?
My guess is that it probably has to do with evaluating the young players that they haven't seen a whole lot of yet. So I go back to what Ted Thompson said earlier this week. And basically, he told people that the reason he was disappointed about losing the Hall of Fame game is because it takes away a chance to evaluate his own team. You know, the whole personnel staff is going to be there. They're going to be watching that Hall of Fame game. They're going to be looking at the tape of that game and watching it live and starting to make impressions that they can then draw upon when it comes time to make roster cuts down to 75 and then down to 53. So they've got, you know, 20 undrafted rookies or so. That's not an exact number, but they've got a ton of undrafted rookies that they haven't seen play a game before at this level. They want to look at those guys. They want to look at their whole rookie class. And they probably want to look at some of the guys that were near the bottom of the 53-man roster last year that just barely squeaked on and will be fighting for a place again. So I think it more has to do with evaluating guys you haven't seen a lot of, and then starting to build those little notebooks, those little portfolios on each player that can be drawn upon when you go to make roster cuts.
Anybody you're looking forward to really seeing tonight? Kenny Clark, anybody on the defense, anybody in particular?
Yeah, Blake Martinez is one that I really want to see because there's been so much hoopla and positive reviews of him so far that he's done amazingly well for himself in OTAs and now through training camp. But the one area we haven't seen is arguably the most important at that position, and that's tackling. So I want to see if the guy can tackle. I want to see if he can go up in the hole and stop a running back or take on an offensive lineman or a fullback, whatever the case may be. And I'm also interested to see how he does in coverage. You know, he was a coverage linebacker at Stanford last year, but of course this level is a little bit different. So I think of all the players, he has a lot to prove in the next couple weeks because his chance for early playing time is obviously significant. So he's got to come in, he's got to play well and show the coaches that what he does in helmets and shorts and then pads is not a fluke and that it can actually be applied to a tackle football game.
Is there a guy, Michael, as we talk with Michael Cohen, our Green and Gold insider here on The Fan, you know, with Ladarius Gunter last year, it was sort of the preseason games that got him a spot on the roster. He wasn't active a lot during the season, but the preseason games were huge for him. Is there a guy like that this year that could be this year's Gunter? I've been hearing a lot about on the receiving corps, Geronimo Allison, or with the linebacker Boniquas Brown. Are one of those guys maybe this year's Gunter, or is there another guy we should be looking at?
I think Geronimo Allison is one to keep an eye on, because if he continues to play well and make catches, I think it adds a new level to the receiving battle. I still think it's a big uphill climb for him to actually make the 53-man roster, but if he continues to play the way he has, he's going to at least ask questions of the personnel staff, and that's really all you can do as an undrafted free agent. A couple other names I'll throw out there. I think defensive tackle Brian Price has looked pretty well. He's an undrafted guy from Texas San Antonio. They're a little bit thin on the on the defensive line in terms of depth, especially with Mike Pinnell suspended for the first four games. So I think there's an opportunity for somebody, perhaps, that's unexpected to make that 53 along the defensive line. And right now I think Brian Price has caught my eye more than some of the others. And then in the back half of the secondary, I think there's another cornerback, Josh Hawkins, who is a guy that I think could do a little something for himself. He's extremely fast and plays pretty physical, and I've been impressed with what he's done in the last week or so. So those three guys, I think, have an interesting route ahead of them, Allison, Price, and Hawkins.
Packers-Browns tonight, preseason game number one at Lambeau Field. We'll catch up with you again on Monday around this time.
Hey, you forgot to do one thing.
And break it all down. What? We're not asking about him today.
What's that?
Janice?
No.
Oh.
You forgot to get his game prediction.
Oh, my God. Michael, do you have a game prediction?
What is your game prediction?
0-0 tie.
Oh, geez.
Another
Thunderstorm is
going to
cancel everything?
Cancel.
Yeah.
No. I think, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Packers minus three.
I don't know. The Browns are probably going to play their starters a little bit more than the Packers.
Yeah,
so RG3. I guess I'll take the Browns 17-13.
Whoa, no.
13.
Okay, here we go. We're making preseason predictions.
Michael, thanks as always. Hope your prediction doesn't come true.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys.
See ya. That's our insider, Michael Cohen. He joins
Would you
us.
Say the Packers are the favorite in the NFC North preseason?
Well, the way the Bears looked last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a good leg up. Vikings have the Bengals tonight,
yeah,
right?
The Packers could lose tonight because sounds like RG3 is going to play the whole game. I mean, okay, RG3, the place he's in right now, may not sound like a good thing, but I would take RG3 ahead of Joe Callahan in a regular. Look at Joe Callahan, okay? Here's a guy who probably should be playing only a series or two, and he's got no shot at making this team.
He'll
really.
Get a half, and Williams will get a half.
He's starting an NFL preseason game tonight.
Now Callahan could get three quarters.
Right? He's going to have 80,000 people breathing down his neck.
Yeah.
He's a Division III guy, I want to say. And he's going to get the start in their first preseason game.
From Wesley College to Lambeau Field.
Yeah. What
Joe
a story.
Callahan.
What do you think is going through that guy's mind today?
Because the Hall of Fame game in Canton, and that would have been a national audience, but in the stands, they only hold like 20,000.
Because, okay, tonight he's starting for the Packers, likely starting in a preseason game. A month from now, he could be sitting on his couch just hanging out with friends.
He could be coaching back at Wesley College.
Yes.
In a month. Michael Cohen joins us, as always, on the Great Midwest
Getting
Bank
his graduate degree.
Hotline after 80 years of helping Wisconsin homeowners. Great Midwest Bank knows a thing or two about helping you buy, build, refinance, or renovate. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. They're ready when you are. Michael Cohen also brought to you on the Fan by the Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net. Or call 414-327-5800.
All right, I'm taking the Browns tonight, too.
Given
the fact that they're playing.
The Packers.
You are? Okay.
Sure.
Minus the three?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
I'll take the Packers. Hey, after the game, don't forget the first Green and Gold postgame show of the season here on The Fan. Bill Michaels, Gary Ellerson, and the boys will have it for you right around 10 o'clock or so tonight. And Bill, a busy day for him. David Stearns at 10 a.m., and Steve Mariucci at 11:35 a.m. All that right here on this very station you are on. It's Chuck and Wicket, Sports Radio 105. Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, everybody. Chuck Freeman here Freeman here for Mattress Firm and the Sleep Happy Summer Sale going on through Sunday. Getting cool summer savings up to $300 for the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. They got the financing going over there. The no-interest financing for 5 years through Sunday. 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. But if you're low on cash these days, they can help you out with financing. And your best night's sleep, of course, is with Tempur-Pedic. Tempur-Pedic is available only at Mattress Firm and the adjustable bases I've been telling you about. And, of course, if you've been sleeping in that same bed year after year for the last 8, 9, 10 years, all the experts say you got to get out of it after 8 years because your body's changed a little bit and, you know, it gets dirty, that mattress. You got to get out of it. And now is the perfect time with the interest rates being what they are over at Mattress Firm and the Sleep Happy Summer Sale going on through Sunday. Queen mattress sets for as low as $179.99. You can't go wrong here. Mattress Firm is going to help you out with financing. And plus, they got all the great savings going on through Sunday right now. Mattress Firm. You get them anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin. They're everywhere. Mattress Firm wants you to sleep happy, and they're going to save you some money along the way. Mattress Firm.
In which we win-loss the Bucks schedule next on Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. It is Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. 105.7 FM. 12:50 a.m. The Bucks schedule has been released. This one snuck up. I didn't know this was a thing until I saw the Bucks tweet at like 3 o'clock yesterday. Hey, schedule releases today. I was not aware this was coming out.
Bucks always throw a couple of surprises on us.
I mean, there was no four-hour TV release show like the NFL does.
It no.
was just kind of there.
It's there, and I'm looking at the schedule here. And I see Golden State early in the season.
And they're in November 19th, I believe. So I think the best Golden State can be is 12-0.
And it's
if you're going to get those 12-0 shirts printed, you might as well do that now.
Yeah, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, 12-1 shirts. Print those. Have you seen, is anybody still wearing the 24-1 t-shirt?
I saw them on sale at our store yesterday. Ironically, you mentioned that.
For 24 cents.
No, yeah, I think they're like for $5.99.
24-1. I love when you make t-shirts for one day, like a bachelor party where they make a t-shirt. It's fun.
Yeah.
Then what do you do with it?
What do you do with it?
I got a picture of my buddy as a 6-year-old on my t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing that out again.
Yeah, all the ones that are made for bachelor parties and bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
When you're done with it, what do? You hold on to it. You never wear it again.
Oh, you maybe wear it to bed.
Sue Marie's graduation party from 1997.
I don't need to go to bed with a picture of Matt Sprater on my t-shirt.
Who?
Okay, my buddy.
Oh.
My buddy, you know him. Yeah. Matt Sprater. So they play Golden State on the 19th. That's a Saturday night.
Nobody drops names on this show like you.
Nobody drops names that nobody knows.
Yes,
like me.
Like you.
As long as you know them. I'm just trying to get names that you know.
Well, you don't have to do that for me.
All right. I'll tell you off the air. 9 games will be available for the Bucks to a national television audience, including 2 on ESPN against the Clippers and the Knicks, 1 on TNT, a December game against Chicago. The other 6 will be on NBA TV. This always happens, though. Hey, here's all the national TV games. And then come March, they yank it off the schedule like they did with a Heat game this year.
I could see that Bucks-Laker game in March already being yanked.
Clippers. Bucks Clippers.
Oh, it's the Clippers. Okay.
Yeah. They've got a pair of home games against Cleveland that'll be in November the 29th and Tuesday, December 20th. Again, the Warriors come to town November 19th. Martin Luther King Jr. Day matinee against the Sixers. So normally on that Martin Luther King Day, there's day games throughout the day. The Bucks will have that. It will be at home. They'll have a Monday day home game.
They have never had that.
Never.
They have never had a home game for that game. That's great.
That is very rare.
That is outstanding. Okay.
And for the second
Marquette,
straight,
I think, played a few years ago on Martin Luther King Day. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I want to say.
Because the Bucks had a day game last year, but it was in London. Remember they went and played in London?
Was that last year?
I think so. Maybe 2 years ago? They went and played in London. They will not be in London this year. They are starting at home, however, for the second straight season. It will be October 26th against Frank Kaminsky and the Charlotte Hornets.
Fantastic.
So a lot of interesting news and notes on our schedule, which you can find on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1057FM, The Fan. I think the biggest takeaway from the schedule, because, I mean, we can't sit here and go Hornets win. You know, you can't do that.
No, of course not.
The interesting thing is they play 14 of their first 21 at home. 14 of their first 21 games are at home. Remember, the Bucks kind of started slow last season. If there's a way for them to pick up the pace, they were still good at home last year. They were as good at home last year as they were 2 years ago. But to make sure they don't start poorly, a nice home cooking schedule to start 14 of 21 at the Bradley Center to start the season.
Not as many back-to-back nights as we've seen in years past. And the NBA is trying to scale back on that a little bit with these guys. There used to be a lot of back-to-backs, like Friday, Saturdays. Not as many as there once was.
Two seasons ago, teams averaged about 19 back-to-backs a season. The last year was about 17.8 across the league. This year, it's about 16.3. Yeah. The Bucks do have a back-to-back where they play the Bulls here, and then they race down to Chicago and play the Bulls in Chicago.
I think that's fine, but if you play a Friday night in Atlanta or Orlando and then Saturday night in Milwaukee, you know, that's a little much.
Any of these pop off? Any teams you want to see? I mean, that Golden State game is going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, that's early in the season. You know, anytime they play San Antonio, I think that's always cool. They play them in December. The Bulls, the Cavs are here on December 20th. They play, how about Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook on the 2nd of January?
The almost Buck.
Yeah. Yeah, far from it. But opening up against Charlotte and then Brooklyn. I mean, Charlotte's a playoff team, I think. Brooklyn's still building, and Detroit is building. You got three teams you could beat in the first week of the season.
I'm excited for that Golden State game. I think it's good to get them early as a fan. I think they are going to have a lot of nights, Golden State, where they only play two or three of that big four, Draymond, Klay, Steph, and KD. Early in the season, and with what happened to the Warriors last year at the Bradley Center, I think they'll play their full roster that night. I think if you know, there's one time that that team is going to come here, the NBA super team, and I think because it's so early and it's against the Bucks, I think they will bring the big four with them.
Chances are that game will be sold out.
I think it already has been.
Tickets haven't gone on sale yet, have they?
I'd like to put in my media credential with you now. I
you
know
do.
Every intern
yes.
that we've ever
so the
had.
One game you're going to cover is the Golden State. You're totally good with that one.
No, I'll do the Monday day game, too, on Martin Luther King Day.
And that's it?
I'll do those two
for sure.
That's the
only games you want to cover?
I'll do those. I kind of want to be the Mike Clemens of the Bucks.
You do?
Basically,
I've
yeah.
heard that before from somebody.
I think I do. Yeah. I think I do. It's Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. More on this Packers preseason game. We've been having you text in your favorite preseason memories. Mm-hmm. There's actually some good ones. We'll get to those in about 15 minutes. Text live and your favorite preseason memory to 32961. Can win some Brewers tickets for tonight and Irish Fest tickets. Chuck Sports Flash coming up in 60 seconds. Want to talk about quickly Young Express, because a lot of you are getting your paycheck today, and it is the one moment of your week that you actually enjoy. You have those jobs. You might have that job right now where the whole week is dreadful. All you do when you get off your job is think, oh my God, I got to go back there tomorrow. It's not that way with Young Express. It's rewarding. It's fun. And you're going to get rewarded nicely, monetarily, for your efforts. Young Express is looking for people to become successful transporters in expediting critical and time-sensitive freight. Again, you'll make good money in the process. If you're an independent contractor, if you have your own Sprinter or cargo van or willing to purchase one, contact Young Express. Now, from there, they're going to train you every step of the way. You'll be driving maybe 100, 150, 200 miles outside of Milwaukee carrying this freight, but you'll be able to turn around and come back and come home. You'll be driving on the road, but you'll be able to come home and sleep in your own bed every night. You'll work as little or as much as you choose. You're an entrepreneur. You're your own boss with Young Express. Don't wait. Check out youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. That's Young Express. Your success drives them.
Brewers fans, who was yesterday's Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's MVP? Be the first to know at 799-1250, and you'll win free food from Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It all comes together at Perkins. This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Brewers fans need, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A lot of guys to pick from for your Perkins MVP as the Brewers put up a run in all eight innings. They went to the plate. So who was it? Kevin and Franklin dialed up 414-799-1250. Kevin, who was the Perkins MVP?
Manny Pena.
Was it Manny Pena?
Your Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's MVP of the game, the catcher, Mr. Pena, with your Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's MVP.
I believe that's the first one for Manny Pena. Congrats, Kevin. You've won Perkins, Perkins Breakfast, and a whole lot more.
Not spelt like Tony Pena. This is Pena with an I, P-I-N-A.
Does it have the little thing above it?
I think it does, yeah.
What's that called?
Umlaut.
No, umlaut is German.
Oh.
There's a different word for the little wavy Spanish one. What's it called?
I don't know.
Tweet us at the Fan.
Ampersand?
No. What is that?
I don't know.
An ampersand.
I'm just throwing out words from typing 101.
That's the at sign. No, that's the, like, and. Like Chuck and Winkler?
Okay.
That's what that is.
All right.
What's the little wavy Spanish? You know what I'm talking about. Let me know. More on the Brewers win over the Braves. We will go to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Mr. Winkler. Bart, baby. How we doing today? Well, the Brewers get a nice win yesterday afternoon, 11-3. Three homers, including a monster two-run shot from Chris Carter to lead off the game. That wasn't all the Brewers had going for them. They score in every inning of the game that they batted. All eight innings, they score a run for the first time in franchise history. How about it? May not be a great year win loss-wise, but the Brewers, they won't forget this game anytime soon. 11-3 Brewers over the Atlanta Braves. Garza with another decent outing as well. Six innings, seven hits, couple of runs. Nicely done by the Brew Crew last night. Next up, the Cincinnati Reds in town tonight. To play at Miller Park over the weekend. Boys, have a good day.
Thanks, Sparky. You too. A couple of people, including Dan here, tweeting me, Tilde? It's a Tilde?
Tilda.
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 Did you use the old pronouncer right there?
I got the pronunciation key okay. Right here.
Tilda.
Tilda.
An accent placed over a Spanish N when pronounced N-Y, as in senor. Senor.
Tilda.
Senor okay. Smoke.
Or also with Senior Smoke.
Do you know who Senior Smoke is? Or Louis Tiant?
I know who. Okay. I can't think of one senior off the top of my head. Senior Chang?
Who?
Is that a restaurant?
Senior Soul?
Ken Griffey Senior.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you. Brewers Reds tonight, 7:10 first pitch, which means the Nasacort Allergy Relief on Deck show will be here at 6 o'clock on the Fan. Homer Bailey. Jimmy Nelson. Nelson's got like a 9.64 ERA in his last three starts. He needs a turnaround.
I always thought it would be tough if you had a son and you named him after yourself. And like for the next 18 years, it's like, all right, somebody calls the house. Who do you want, Don Sr. or Don Jr.? Or who are you looking for? And you get, there's probably always confusion.
Well, then they go by Jr. Sometimes they'll just go by Jr.
Well, or a nickname, like if his name is Don James, it'll go as DJ or so.
I would never name my kid Junior.
You mean after you?
I would never name my kid after me.
It would cause a lot of confusion.
I don't get why people do it.
Because it's like, oh, I thought you were calling for me. Or not, because people don't have house phones anyway, but are for you. A male. Oh, I thought this was for me. Oh, you're asking me to go to a Brewer game? No, I was asking your son to go. Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Junior. Bart Winkler Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That'd be terrible.
Chuck Freeman, Charles Freeman Jr.
Like if I was Greg Winkler Jr.?
Yeah, your dad's name?
I'd probably want to be called Jr.
Yeah?
Or JR or
well,
something.
Well, if they gave you like a J for the middle name, it'd be BJ. BJ Winkler.
Yeah, that's what I want to be called.
That sounds great.
That's what I've been looking for my whole life, is to be called BJ.
Yep.
I wouldn't
strictly
do it.
Off of you porn.
Then, hey.
Yeah.
Hey!
BJ Winkler. That sounds like a great name.
Then you have those...
Great porn star name.
That lineage where it's like Bart Winkler the IV, and you write out your name, Bart Winkler IV, for the Roman numerals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it's... I don't get it. I would not, as a dad, want to name my kid.
Just
I know
long.
There's a lot of juniors listening and seniors. I don't get it.
Well,
teach their
some
own.
Some families do that. Like there's, like for instance, Dan Zielinski, one of our interns here at the radio station, his dad is Dan Zielinski 2, and his dad is Dan Zielinski 1, so there's our Dan is Dan Zielinski 3.
Yeah, but all the Dan Zielinskis look the same. I can't. They all look like they're 35. Not Dan Zielinski, the intern.
Yeah.
But I never know which one is 1 and 2. And
you get them confused?
That's way inside.
Yeah.
To the Olympics we go, something everyone can agree with. It is
Bart Winkler Jr.
Tilda.
Tilda Swinton. Bart Winkler Jr. How about the Olympics? Michael Phelps, the first, dominating in the Olympics, Chuck, wins another gold medal last night in the 200 IM. Turns around not 40 minutes later and takes second in a qualifying heat for the 100-meter butterfly, which he'll have the chance to win a gold medal at tonight. He also has a chance to win another gold medal tomorrow in the 4x100-meter medley.
Yeah. He's going to be able to build a house with all his medals, isn't he? 22 already, and he's going to add to it here in the next couple of days. Is swimming ever going to end at the Olympics? I mean, it's on. Is it going to go on for every night for the next?
You're not into it?
Well, I'm just saying, every time the TV is on, swimming is on. It seems.
Yeah, you get a week of swimming and then a week of track.
So next week it'll be all track.
Yeah, and they overlap a little this weekend.
Okay, so this week when I see all swimming, I feel like swimming is like the only event I've seen at the Olympics so far. It's like swimming's always on. So I mean, Michael Phelps. I feel every time I turn the TV, I see Michael Phelps.
Or I
see, you know, that little drama that happened earlier this week.
Lily King
on the ladies' side, yes.
And that hot Russian.
I like that Russian. Whatever became of her,
I got to make sure she's 18 before I say that. Is she? I don't know. I don't know if she is.
That's on you.
I think she is.
I hope
really
she is.
I think she is.
For your sake. I hope you. Yeah. We've already said a few things on the show that shouldn't have been said.
I meant hot like warm because it's in Rio.
Yeah.
Like her body temperature's hot because she's a swimmer.
Well, you've already referred to... If you were, Bart Jr.
What is it, BJ?
Yes.
Well, I've already said I'm on Team BJ once on this very show. I think you may remember that day.
Yeah. Well, we probably should not say that.
All right,
again.
I'm looking up her age. This is very, very
What's
important
her,
for
What
me.
Is her name anyway?
Yulia Efimova.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's 24. Thank you, Jesus.
I thought she was an older woman. At the Olympics, 24 is an older woman.
Well, she kind of looks like Brooklyn Decker.
What was her name again?
Yulia Efimova. I don't have the pronunciation on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's right here.
Tilda.
Oh, that's the other thing. Hey, basketball also tonight at 5 o'clock against Serbia. I'm going to play this from Kyrie Irving and tell me if you buy it or not.
I know that the journeys are different between getting a gold medal and winning an NBA championship. In my opinion, for me, they're almost the same because there's no guarantee that we're going to win a gold medal. There's no guarantee that you're going into the season you're going to win an NBA championship. So for me, I appreciate the journey and the reward, and I've lived my way on my terms.
You know what I caught from that? The background. It's like they were in an Italian restaurant in Rio. Did you hear that? You heard the little hopper in the back, your clinking glass.
In my opinion, for me, they're almost the same.
I felt I was watching.
You hear that?
A little episode of The Sopranos there.
Listen in the background.
In my opinion, for me, they're almost the same because...
Okay.
That's good stuff. If you listen real closely, though, Chuck.
Yeah.
In my opinion, for me...
Tilda.
They're almost the same because... There's no guarantee that we're going to win a medal. There's no guarantee that you're going into the season you're going to win NBA championship.
Real closely, you have to listen for it. They play today at 5. That's probably a good part to stop here on your 3 Trends, brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or your last, contact Adam Deputy, a name you can trust. What are you giggling at?
I'm looking at this Russian swimmer here.
Wait till the break.
I hope so. She hasn't emailed me saying I can... I can bring her over to the United States for $10 million of the Kings of a king's inheritance that she's going to get someday.
I had a Russian pen pal once.
You did?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that coming up. I'll tell you about
that. She's 5'10", 140 pounds. That's a tall drink of water right there.
Three Trends, again, brought to you by Adam Deputy. Online at adamdeputy.com. GSF Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender. There is one more thing we need to discuss, and that is the Packers and the Browns. Mike Clemens going to take care of that for us.
Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by McCormick Law Office. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Browns tonight at 7 o'clock here at Lambeau Field. It's a big night for the Packers' backup quarterbacks. Wearing number 9, Marquise Williams, out of North Carolina, has really taken a jump this week in running the offense. I asked, how did he react to the Hall of Fame game being canceled in Canton?
My reaction was like, man, I want to play this game. But then I was like, you know, it's another opportunity. You know, we're going to get the same opportunity come Friday. You know, they're going to take reps. But, you know, whatever opportunity that you get, make the best of that opportunity. And that's what it's going to be. You know, it's come down to mental game and preparing, and the way you're going to go into this game is the same as the first one.
Number 6, Joe Callahan, is short for a quarterback, under 6 feet, but has a cannon for an arm. He would have had a lot of snaps last week against the Colts.
Yeah, I'm real excited to play this Friday against Cleveland. It was disappointing not being able to play last week, but with player safety being the top priority, I would have much rather everybody make it through that week healthy and, you know, just move on to Cleveland now.
Callahan, out of Wesley College in Delaware, on what he's learned being around Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I'm just making sure after every practice I'm preparing any things that I might have questions, I'm making sure I'm writing down and bringing them to the meetings the next day. You know, come game time, I want to be able to be confident in everything that I'm doing. So that starts this week with practice and in my preparation in the meeting rooms. You know, just being strict with my reads, just going through the progressions, and not being afraid to check it down or throw it away, protecting the ball.
And now with Alex Van Pelt. He played for the Buffalo Bills, now the Packers quarterbacks coach. Alex, what will you tell these young quarterbacks tonight before they hit the field?
I want to protect the football first. I mean, that's the most important thing. You know, keep us in good situations. Don't turn the ball over. That's what we're talking about now. Being able to manage the huddle, getting the play calls in and out quickly. And then just, you know, running the offense from that point. You know, obviously in these preseason games, you don't have very complicated game plans, but at the same time, for these young guys to come in and learn the system, it is complicated, just the learning of it. So we try to make it as easy as we can on them and put them in situations where they can be successful. But at the same time, they have to be very conscious with the football and not making poor decisions.
All right, that's Packers quarterback coach Alex Van Pelt. From Lambeau Field, Mike Clemens, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
FM, The Fan. I'm Bar Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Packers Browns. We'll get more into that coming up in about 5 minutes or so. What are you looking forward to tonight? And Aaron Rodgers not playing. Is that a problem? Brett Hundley injured. Aaron Rodgers seemingly doesn't care to play any preseason games. We'll talk about that coming up. Take your calls as well. 414-799-1250 all morning long. Feel free to chime in. I mentioned to you, Chuck. I forget her name again. Yufi Efimova, the Russian.
Yulia Efimova.
The Russian swimmer, is all I need to say. Reminded me of a time I hearkened back to my high school days. I had a Russian pen pal.
Okay.
And she was I was 15 and she was 16. So if you have the opportunity to talk to a girl across the world, what a great treat. What would you talk to her about? Would you want to know about culture? Would you want to know about how your lives are maybe similar or different? What schooling is like? What would you want to know?
I would want to know that she's not eventually going to ask me for some money to bring her back over for a flight.
For a green card.
Yes. I would want to know. If a girl now or a girl back then?
Well, what I did was... You know, as this 15-year-old boy, I was one of these kids that wanted to, like, just grow up and be married.
You at 15?
At 15. I wanted to grow up, go to college, be married, have three kids.
Oh.
By 21.
At 15? No.
So I would pine over girls.
I don't even know if I want that at 49.
I was the awkwardest looking dude imaginable, even more so than now. I weighed about a buck 40. I had a triangle face because it was so skinny, it would come into my chin. And I was just awkward looking. So I wrote this Russian girl, and I didn't ask her about her life. I didn't ask her about Russia. I said, "Can you help me with my girl problems, stranger across the sea?" She stopped responding after a while. It was supposed to be for this class. You're supposed to exchange with a pen pal and then show your conversation at the end of the class and you get a grade. And I was just asking her how to get this girl in the class to like me. So that's what I did.
You know, I always have a problem with the foreign women understanding. I mean, if even if they can speak English, understanding them. I'm always like, huh?
You always have that problem.
I do.
That comes up a lot.
I used to. Like in college. Okay, because you have foreign exchange women in your college?
Yeah, they all live in one dorm.
We like UW-Eau Claire, and the Swedish women are all blonde.
You'd be they put up the blue lights in front of them because of you.
The Russian women are always like, what can you do for me?
Hello, Chuck Freeman.
What can you do for me?
Well, did you do anything?
Well, you could. I'd be like, huh?
Well, the language of love knows no words, Chuck.
But, you know, the foreign exchange ladies in UW-Eau Claire, you'd always be like, especially in a bar, you couldn't understand them. I mean, I couldn't understand them, like, in the cafeteria. How could I understand them in a noisy bar?
Did you ever hook up with a foreign chick?
I was going to go down that road.
Did you?
No, I wasn't.
I mean, my wife was born in Illinois. That's about as close as I got.
It seems like any girl I ever go out with has always got some connection to Illinois. Like her parents are from Illinois or some connection to Illinois. Relatives who still live down in Illinois. Can't get away from Illinois.
Well, they are our neighbor to the south.
Yes. No. Did you ever hook up with a foreign chick? If you answer that question.
Chuck and Winkler. Let's talk about Jeff Janis. Let's talk about Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else.
Well, you know, good for you that at least you found out when you were talking about how hot this Russian swimmer was. I feel good for you today because at least you went on Wikipedia and found out she's
24.
She's 24, yeah.
In the clear.
Yeah.
Much in the clear.
It's like back in the day, I worked with a guy who loved Britney Spears. But he never said, this was 20 years ago, but he never said anything about her on the air because she was under 18. He's like, And he comes on the radio when she turns 18. I can finally talk about Britney Spears. Yeah.
People would have the countdown clock for Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
That's sick.
Growing up.
That's terrible.
I mean, come
on. That's terrible.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Because even when they turn 35, you're always thinking of them as being 10.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Bill Michaels was starting at 9 today. I'm done. Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. More into this Packer game. They're 97 as of yesterday, so they're plenty above 18. We can talk about and gush about the Packers and love the Packers all we want.
But I think, you know what, here's a word, Bart. You know, if before you talk about any of these female Olympians, check their age out first.
Got it. If I've learned anything.
You learned anything.
Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.